The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello. Hi, guys.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric.
Do any of you get prescriptions, like for medicine?
Yeah.
Do you get the text reminders?
Yeah.
God, they won't chill with this.
All your pills are ready.
Pick it up.
Yeah, they've sent four in 2 days. It ain't penicillin.
Is it something for the animals?
No.
At CVS.
Because giving a goat medicine sucks, man.
I bet.
When you got to give them a pill, you got to kind of hold their mouth closed a little bit so they'll chew it up.
And they have, like, teeth that, like, they really hurt if they bite you. Like, they're, like,
ironic.
They got strong jaws.
Because they only have bottom teeth.
Yeah.
Can you give it to them in a thing of cheese or something?
I mean, you can probably find, like, a creative way to do it, but you got
to
watch
it. Give it to them in a suppository.
Oh, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Shaped like your finger.
Yeah, the armless suppository guy. Remember that phone scam?
Mm-hmm.
That bad breath.
God.
I don't know if we ever aired that one. We should air it.
No, we got something you guys have not heard.
Oh, my God, that armless guy gets around. All right, well, something happened at the Oasis show.
Oasis.
I can't say dildo. You can't say Oasis.
Oasis show.
Dildar.
I can say Oasis. Oasis show. Oasis. Someone died, actually.
Oh, no.
And that happened at Wembley Stadium on Saturday from an apparent fall. And officials are looking for eyewitnesses' accounts or footage. And the band says that they're shocked and saddened by the death of this person.
These shows are packing out a lot of people.
I mean, Oasis.
Man, I'm not trying to be contrarian. I mean, like, if they were at the Well and I had good seats and they were free, I mean, it sounds like such a prima donna thing to say, but like,
yeah.
I still would be hard pressed to go.
Oh,
they have two songs to me.
Yeah, they got that one album. I'm not one of these people that they're like, you know, just like, well, they got more than that. Like,
I know they do, but like, for me, it's, and I hate even saying that. For me, it's a no.
Wow.
Yeah, like, I know what you mean, like a handful.
But I understand people like Paige. You didn't go see Ying Yang Twins. I get it.
No, you would have to pay me a lot of money to go see that.
I tried. They did your favorite song.
Well, you know, I love Oasis.
Yeah, I'm looking at the set list.
I'm not too crazy about one of them, but, you know.
Right.
And
I like the band. Reminds me of some good times that I had before my times with that person went south.
Dude, everything I would want to hear that I would think you would want to hear is all in the encore.
They stick to the set list?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Like Morning Glory, you might want to hear that one.
Story, Morning Glory.
That's the third song in. Other than that, like everything you know is in the encore. Don't Look Back in Anger, Wonderwall, and Champagne Supernova.
I get there late then. Catch the encore.
Hey, let me in the end, man.
Remember the club called Encore in the Upstate? Like, it was before I actually got to go drink legally, but I always wanted to go. Encore. I don't know where it was at.
There were two I always heard about from my dad. It was Characters and Game Time.
Well, I attended both of those many, many times.
I never got to go to Game Time.
My hair older than you. I only got to go to the Silver Fox one time.
And that's the other one.
That was weird because I'm sitting in a place where I heard preacher on top of preacher saying, not a place to go.
Not that side of town either.
It was just a beer joint. Well, we went to when it moved to Wade Hampton. I can't say I went to the original one there in the Times Square area.
Well,
went to the one on Wade Hampton that's now a part-time Christmas tree farm.
This is very
not fall, not year-round, but...
Well,
the
new Golden Bachelor isn't scoring any points with the ladies his own age.
They got a new one already? They do them so fast.
I haven't even seen Bachelor number one.
Why don't they bring that back?
I'm just tired of, like, dating shows in general, that kind of stuff.
Bring back, like, Love Connection?
Or Dating Game?
They're all fake.
Because they can't do it anymore now,
they're fake. Nobody actually gets married, or maybe they do.
They're like, we can't pay for you to go out because he might are you, and then we'll get sued.
Since so much stuff that I
Ruthie,
know,
by
that
the
I
way.
Know, like
which leads to the other one, I suppose.
Really does.
Who wants to give it to her? Just guys, she's talking too much. Put her to sleep. I'm not going to touch her or anything. She's just talking too much.
A lot of that stuff is scripted. So when I hear the dating shows, do you believe what so and so did? Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah,
because somebody wrote it for you.
Right.
I kind of want to watch them now because I saw a clip of the one guy gets onto the girl for interrupting him, and she just burst out in tears.
Does he get to say, here are my likes and dislikes, don't bring any folks like this? Like, he's the older dude, so does he want younger women only? Or old women his age, or what? No gray hairs?
Well, all right, so he kind of stepped in when he said that he'd cut any ladies over the age of 60. Like, he wouldn't date that.
Right, with but a knife?
No, he wouldn't.
Oh, I see.
You know what I'm saying.
From the competition.
So he
okay, I found
is
him.
66.
He doesn't want people in his own age, right? Okay.
No, he doesn't.
Well, they stack it from both angles, right? They'll put young women on there, older women.
So he apologized to the ladies by saying that.
Why? If that's what he really... God, people are... we should outlaw apologies.
Okay, so he's the Golden Bachelor, but it doesn't matter what pond he's fishing in.
Okay.
Ooh. Sounds like, I bet he's in the Golden Showers, too. Ha ha.
No.
You know, don't Google that, kids.
I'm not.
Or adults.
I mean, like I said, I'm not watching this stuff, so I don't care.
Does that name sound familiar, though? Mel Owens?
A Mel Owens?
Mel Owens.
Yeah, that is Mel. That's the name of the dude.
Yeah. Well, he says he used to play for the Rams.
Oh, wow.
He played in Michigan. He was picked in the first round of the 81 draft.
God. He must have played with Roman Gabriel.
Let me see his face.
So he's got a background.
Does he look good to you?
I mean, yeah, I guess he's a good looking dude. He's in shape.
God, he looks like old Jim Carrey.
No, he kind of looks like my dad. I'm not attracted.
Your dad look like old Jim Carrey?
No, my dad is dead.
Well, I didn't mean currently.
Damn.
Did he talk with his butt?
My dad kind of looked like a football player like that, you know?
Yeah.
It's never... There's like a... There's a process to being...
Of certain...
I know, well, not know of, like, personally, but I knew someone who was local to the area who was on one of these reality shows, and they were pitched for a few different ones. So he got to pick which one he wanted to be on.
Oh. Trading spaces or trading swap wives?
It was
swap,
either swap, Survivor whatever. Or Big Brother. Like, that's what you get to pick. But, like, they teach you how to be contestants.
No, see, I like shows like that. I like Naked and Afraid and Survivor and things like that.
I'm going to make an awful joke. I'm not going to make it. I'm just
Don't
not.
Do it.
It was about
They'll take
you.
This award.
It was about you.
Well, they'll definitely come take this award.
They'll take it back.
Now, you know I want to hear it now because I'm going
to
be
Fat Boy signed up to be on Wife Swap, and he got accepted until he realized it wasn't called Wife Slap.
God. No.
You said to do it. I said no.
That'd be a fun one, actually.
Wife slap?
No.
Who's going to host it? Sean Connery?
Probably.
That's awful. So bad.
We got a fat radio man.
She's acting crazy. I had to slap her.
Well, what if she slaps you back?
Well, then we have some new ground to tackle then.
How did that work when you were on Wife Swap? Did you have to like do more?
I didn't go in there.
You were on the show.
We were all on there.
Oh,
we were
yeah. I was. Yeah, we were not swapping, though. We were just at work.
Like, did you have to do multiple takes of...
I'll tell you. You may tell you?
Yeah.
That what the segment that we did on there was not even on the radio.
No, God. I made sure I wore a logo so it wouldn't
it was
be on
not
there
even
much.
On the radio.
What a freaking bit. Oh, yeah, you had to wear the black tape over whatever logo you got. Or
yeah.
And I wanted to be cut
because
out.
our webmaster, web mistress.
She was on there.
She was on it. She swapped wives or husbands. She wasn't gay married. And
that's my name.
Thanks, Paige.
You're welcome.
Right in the middle of an effing story. Let me show you a picture of my grandma who passed away. Continue.
You know what I'm going to do? They're in your next head. Do you have a headlines the rest of the show?
No.
Damn it. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to put my ass bare right in your face.
He's going to bury it.
While you, I'm going to moon you. I'm going to say, look, Paige, look. Look.
Well, here's a picture of me naked, just so you don't get distracted.
Is that you?
Yeah. Well, I'll show you too, Paige.
You have a tiny little thing.
This is a picture of my ass.
Well, if that is yours, it is kind of...
It's kind of cute.
Oh, God.
Why'd you write LOL on the back of it?
It's a little joke. And I don't know why she's trying to say it like we're in prison. I got a cute ass. You don't like take butt pictures and write LOL?
No, never.
Guess what the O is?
I don't ever take a picture down there.
That's a tiny O.
That's just disappointing to find out that was not a real segment. Because it was energy enough.
Yeah, that's what. Sorry, before and this isn't toward you. I'm just very easily distracted.
No kidding.
And you know this.
I know.
But like, yeah, they said, "Hey, do you do anything with your webmaster on the radio?" They're like, "No."
She
like,
can smoke.
Can you pretend? Like, yeah. So we're like on ABC, acting like she's on the show in some kind of way. It's like when we were on Maury and they had old Flying Brian. They tried to make him out to be, I mean, he was a hippie type, but they went and rented a Volkswagen van. They didn't ever say it was his, but they had footage of him on NBC driving this around Greenville. And I'm like,
that's not him.
Like, you're perpetuating a bunch of bull.
It was a makeover show, right?
And then we saw Steve Harvey. That was all bull crap. They came in there and told us, guys, no, seriously, y'all about to win this thing. You about to win this thing?
You did not.
Oh, no, we didn't even come close to winning.
No, that woman that got on my nerves, dude.
No, the step team won, not the woman that crushes.
The step team, no. The one from Steve Harvey's alma mater, shocking, won the money.
Yep.
I just wanted to get on there to try to, you know, eventually get the hell out of Greenville in my career. And then eventually everybody came to Greenville. I was like, well, hell, we'll just stay here.
Stay here.
Yeah.
What was it like for the hookups, though, on Steve Harvey? Like meal vouchers?
Very good. Limo everywhere. No lie. Limo everywhere, per diem, and like walkable access. So I got, you know, got to meet Deion Sanders and
Coach Prime.
Brandy. All my favorite black people. I really did. They were all there. They really were.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. Rise Guys, I got show number for the fuck off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318.
It's been quite some time since I've asked you, Fat Boy, is there any heat?
Oh. Is a good question. Is there any heat?
Is there any heat?
Let me look. You know what? No heat, but there is a guy who has a message for someone on the show. And probably a helping hand, you could say. So
it's pretty open-ended there.
Could be positive. Could be.
I do know we have the woman who's complaining about a male coworker.
Oh, boy.
Having bowel movements of gigantic proportions.
Rough ones, too.
Yeah.
And the amount.
How does she know?
She's going to explain that to you.
Okay, I want to know.
She's going to lay the whole thing out.
I don't go to the bathroom with you people.
This is what happens when you let too many people sit on your face. That's all.
Paige lays on her back and does it in her face. She's like a goat.
Do not.
She doesn't do it like us people.
No,
that's why her hair's blonde.
I don't watch you, though, is what I'm saying.
You know, that's how you... One of the male goats has a blonde goatee now, and I literally have figured out it's not his hair changing. Nope. Or he hasn't started smoking cigarettes. He pees in his face because he's in heat. Yeah. Imagine if men did that. They'd never. Women be like, dude, go wash your face.
Get away from me. Don't try to kiss me.
Wash your face.
What's wrong with you?
You know what? It's Billy? Funny. Your
breath smells like ammonia.
Billy Goat.
It's funny you mentioned urination and faces and men hanging out because that's probably what's going on in this first caller's life right now. But he took some time out to call the FOF line.
864-241-4318.
Now you tell me if this is the real deal.
Yo, yo, it's Vinny. I got 1 minute, but I'm just saying this to the people. Fat Boy, when I get out, coming after your ass.
That's all it was. Was that a threat?
One more time.
I think he wants your booty.
One more again.
He said he's coming after your ass. Like, does he mean to fight it or?
I spank it.
Or?
I don't know. So I'm kind of like, but is that who he says he is?
Yo, yo, it's Vinny. I got 1 minute, but I'm just saying this to the people. Fat Boy, when I get out, coming after your ass.
So I thought he said Kenny.
Gets out. He's in jail.
Yeah. Is that Anthony Hardaway?
No, it's not Penny.
It's Diddy?
It says his name's Diddy. Could it be the Diddy? The Diddy that might get pardoned, I read? Might very well possibly get pardoned.
Why is he coming
pardoned?
After you?
I don't know. I mean, that's like...
That wasn't that a freak off.
That's somebody...
I think you were.
I was calling...
Again, call back, Diddy, because we need to find out how you want to go after Fat Boy's ass.
Like, I was calling for heads to roll, and maybe this we took an issue with, but...
Well, I'm just going to say, Did he? Fat Boy's a married man.
You're going to have a lot of Baby Earl. And
that's not appropriate.
Baby Earl.
Yeah. Like, you know, you're going to have a lot of those pink drugs you keep in baggies, allegedly.
Oh, boy.
May I ask for it one more time?
One more time. Just to make sure we got to verify, right?
Because I didn't realize his name.
Yo, yo, it's Diddy. I got 1 minute, but I'm just saying this to the people. Fat Boy, when I get out, coming after your ass.
Hmm.
You got
coming it. After Man. Your ass.
Yeah, yes.
It's probably going to, like, you know, get with Kanye, too. Yay.
Well, at least he's going to go sloppy seconds.
God. Man, I don't know if I should, you know, hire protection detail. Mm-hmm. If I should walk around with iron underwear like they wore in Men in Tights.
Could you imagine, though, like, you're at a, like, this is nothing to do with the kids or the trafficking, but, like, you're at, like, you're knowingly at a sex party. You're knowingly at a sex party.
Everybody, never got invited to one.
Everybody's going to swing around and orgy up. And everybody pulls out the baby oil. But then there's a fight or something.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, we got to get out of here. But you're sliding down all in the house. It's a great movie scene.
Apparently.
People trying to get to their car, but they're sliding all down. And everything's marble and everything's all decadent, luxurious. They're sliding down trying to get to their car to get away for Gruff Daddy comes out and kills them all. It's a good horror movie.
Makes you wonder why people think that would be a good substance to use for certain activities. Because we had a slide with it, and we did slide everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're trying to use it for a certain thing,
that looked
fun.
Wouldn't
you have a hard time kind of staying on point, if you know what I'm saying?
I just have a hard time thinking, I mean, breaking down the word value of that. Like, I don't want to, I can't think sexy about something with baby in it.
No, you shouldn't. And if you do, like, you know, it's probably a sign of, you know, something's going on.
I don't know. Baby,
it's probably, arguably not good.
It's like, that's in there kind of for a reason.
Making babies.
Yeah, like they say pedophiles, or a lot of them have foot fetishes.
Making babies.
And you go
sexy.
To a podiatrist?
Or what do you use to
Come
count
on,
your
call
steps
me on
with?
That before everybody calls us dumb. That was a joke. It's ped, not pud.
All right.
Well, will you walk him outside every day so we don't have to worry about him?
I can't carry him. But he carries us, Paige.
Y'all win today. I'll give up.
Yeah, she I mean,
y'all
you know what? I'm gonna bring us in here, Fat Boy, on Monday. I'm gonna bring some white flags. When this war of words starts, I'm just gonna pull a France on your ass.
Yes.
Just wave it everywhere.
And she's gonna be doing her gun sound effects. Pew, 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 pew.
It's funny you mentioned guns.
I'm trying to get us on to the next one.
So I just want to say I'm listening to Paige, Matt, Fat Boy. I'll talk about guns. Paige can have a f-ing gun and a ninja sword in her purse, at her house, hid in every room. And this goes for all three of y'all. If somebody has to jump on you with a gun, your f-ing gun has no use whatsoever. Your f-ing good is dead. You're wasting your time walking around with that damn gun. If I want to f***ing kill you, guess what? You're dead. You're f***ing dead.
You know, we were talking about weapons the other day.
Yeah, and he said a ninja sword. Paige has a karate sword, according to her.
She got a karate sword, but
it was a gift from a Marine.
She says she's got guns. Guns.
But like I said,
she keeps them hidden in every room.
I have them mainly for the shotgun for the sound. Because I rock it. If they're on the other side, I'm not walking out of the house with a shotgun.
You bought a shotgun because that was sounds.
No, I have a shotgun for the mountains so I can practice shoot ski.
Hey, I knew that was going on up in the mountains. Somebody was shooting ski.
Play the Lord John.
Huh?
Ski, ski, ski.
I like the way it sounds.
Okay, first off, not being weird, but did he not sound a little bit like your Heavenly Husband, Paige? It sounded a little bit like Chris.
Yeah,
all those shotguns. Okay.
He did. He liked the guns.
Well, yeah. He liked shotgunning beers as well.
Well, they were shotgunning Coronas. For real.
Remember one time he got me real good. He shook that can up real good, and I took that pocket knife and stuck it in there, and that stuff shot all over
me. Shot
everywhere.
It was beer,
hell?
By the way. Yeah.
I remember the time I asked you to pick up my wallet, and then I farted on the back of your neck.
So what should we have in every room if not karate swords or guns? Should we have mercenaries like him hiding in every room? He could jump on their back and kill them. if he wanted
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I mean, he's right. If somebody's going to take you out, you don't have a chance.
You know, she said,
because
Paige,
you're not expecting it.
She says she got us nunchucks. I don't remember getting them.
That's
a great weapon.
You remember them, don't you?
I mean, I don't. I remember them Griffin Steaks things.
I brought them in, and I said, I can't sell them. So you can have them.
Yeah. Them sticks.
And somebody took them home because I don't have them anymore.
Well, this is a quick way to make some drug money, I guess, real quick.
What? Grip them sticks. That's what the freaking fidget spinners were.
It's like, what is the game? What is the point? It not dropping it?
For people that were, is it ADHD or OCD they were trying to market the fidget spinners to? But then it was like people got them just because they like, if they're at work, and they can't, like, text with that thumb or, you know, women at home with that thumb.
Yeah.
They got to do something with the thumb. You just have to.
I feel like it was for...
Hitchhike, play video games, or fidget.
It was for ADHD, but if you didn't have it and you got one, it's like it gave it to you.
It would call it, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It becomes that weird thing that... those things are real, and maybe we just couldn't identify them 25 years ago because I know people say that a lot.
Yeah.
It didn't exist then. I mean, a lot of stuff didn't exist then, you know?
Equality.
Women's rights. Okay. We went for the same thing.
Yeah, so,
you got a break on that one.
You just don't know your history, that's all.
Paige says 19th Amendment. Take it back right now. That's what she says.
All right.
Pull it. Is that the wrong one?
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure.
I did ask her for the joke. She knew it. I didn't know it.
I have canaries just flying around my head right now. Live from CallRob.com studios, known for breaking news on dead people, Rob Bonario. It's time to say famous people born on this day, August the 4th. Happy birthday.
A
little preemptive sucking there, Paige.
Yeah.
You might have scratched on that one.
I might have.
It's got a little early. Man, we got a short list today. Not a whole lot of music, too, so, and you might even make the list shorter. I don't know what you're going to say about this person.
Suckets, perhaps.
I think this might be a sucket. I don't know. It is the birthday of Prince Harry's wife, the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle. Markle.
Is she from the family that invented the magic Markles? Do we know?
I think so. Her dad does not know how to shut his mouth, right?
No. No.
I appreciate it.
Accept the Christmas gifts and move on.
Come on, bro. Quit leaking everything. Meghan Markle.
Yeah. So that TV show, that was like 7 years ago, or was that like 5 years ago? I know she was... I'm going to guess...
She was on Suits.
Oh, yeah.
Tried to do a reunion that fell flat.
Oh.
I never watched it. It's one of those post-wrestling shows, though.
Yeah, I know. It'd come on and say, oh, coming up next is Slits or Suits or whatever it's called. Presented by Schlitz, I think.
That's what it was.
Okay.
Slits Malt Liquor.
33.
40.
Meghan Markle's 44 years old.
Wow. I mean, for real, I had no clue she was, and that's not old at all. But it's just...
We'll move on to I believe he is a four-time Winston Cup champion. He was called the Rainbow Warrior when he raced.
Jeffrey Gordon.
Jeff Gordon's birthday from California. Wow. He's high up in the Hendrick now.
You know, that was...
He's part owner of William Byron's car.
I know we're short on time, but that was pre, like, the rainbow being associated with, like, LGBTQ+.
Yep.
But there was also, like... Because Jeff Gordon didn't fit the look of a NASCAR guy. Like, I always took that as like...
And he had a mustache.
You know, like a young police officer's mustache. You know what I mean?
He caught those jokes.
It's not fully there, but yeah. It's,
but he won races.
He was freaking...
Great athlete.
And I also couldn't tell if Dale and him really hated each other or if that was just a work too.
I don't think they did, really.
Dale seemed to be like such a...
At least Jeff didn't hate him.
He seemed to be like a very like lovable dude, like, you know.
Yeah.
He just had that intimidating look. Perhaps that's the nickname.
Well, William Byron won yesterday. So
like
there's more money for Jeff Gordon.
I don't like him. His name's two William first Byron. Names. What's your last name?
I like how he went from computer racing to straight to the car.
A rookie in 92. I don't know how it works with racing. I'm going to say he was probably 23 then. I take that and add that.
I think 97 was his last championship.
56.
59.
He's 54 years old, Jeff Gordon.
Foot!
Oh, I could have played something for this real quick. Let me get it real quick. Ball player. Red Sox, Yankees, Blue Jays, Astros.
Oh, you miss a lot.
His son.
Roger Clemens.
It is Rocket Man's birthday.
I forgot about the Blue Jays. That's awful.
Yeah, he spent a couple years in the Blue Jays.
I'd like to ask Trump to not have any more Canadian baseball teams.
No more.
We do that.
From Texas, University of Texas.
Okay, I can do this too. So he was a rookie in 1985.
I think it's
84.
He's in Cody, I think, just homer for the
Phillies. Cody Clemens, yeah.
Against the Red Sox when he was watching.
He played a couple games at Greenville, right?
Yeah, because Roger was at Lexington for a little bit of the Legends.
84 when he was in Pawtucket. It's not a guy named Paul, last name Tuckett. It's
probably won't get into the Hall of Fame.
Bull crap.
Roger?
Hey, dude, really?
I don't think they'll let him in because he and Barry and, you know, A-Rod will get in eventually if he's not already, but I don't think Roger and Barry, they'll
let him in. I'll ask Trump to do that as well.
Put him in. Do you see why he won't pardon Diddy? Because Diddy was cold to him when he was getting into politics. That's what Trump said, allegedly what Trump said. Plus, he's throwing it out there with Maxwell. He's like, nobody's asking me for a pardon.
Yeah, did you hear what Alex Jones said? No, I'm just kidding. He's never done that before. Oh, come on, man.
I've never had
get
one
back
before.
On. 19 in 1984, and that would put them at 40, 59.
56.
Roger Clemens is 63 years old today.
I give up. We're not doing good.
A president.
It is a president. He was heavy-handed on terrorism, and he killed Osama bin Laden. You're more of a fan of his wife, I think, than you are of him.
First off, you say wife.
From Chicago, Illinois, Barack Obama. How's everybody doing? That's a fun impersonation to do.
You know,
How's everybody going?
I'm going to use some of his own medicine against him.
You're going to go kill a terrorist?
No. I'm going to apologize. I'm going to apologize like he did all the countries we were at war in after he became president. He went and apologized to them and forsaking all the men and women who died in that war. So I apologize for telling you to suck it. Ooh. Big Mike. Husband.
Tell him B.O. to suck it.
65.
Charismatic as hell. I will say smooth, charismatic, suave, all that. You know, but like that right there just burned my butt. When he did all that, like apologizing for what nope.
He's 64 years old today. Huh? Did it bother you when you paid for Iran-Contra when Reagan took all those weapons and we were going to found guilty in a world tribunal?
Hey, look, they all, but that right there, it's blatant.
I love doing that.
That's blatant. I don't like when Biden flew other countries' flags at the White House that day. Like,
yeah,
I can be for, you know, other people coming in and visiting and everything, but we don't put ours down and put yours up. No.
I don't like that either.
Thank you.
This is a big one for this actor who's coming to town here in a couple weeks with his band.
Santa Claus.
No, Billy Bob Thornton.
Yay.
Where's he playing? Peace Center?
No, the Pickens County Performing Arts Center in Liberty. Yeah.
Oh, heck yeah.
He's coming with his band, the Boxcars.
Pickens County.
You going?
No, because it's a Thursday night. Plus, you're not guaranteed to meet him. If I could meet him, I'll probably go. Traffic in Liberty is never that heavy, so I can wing it.
You could be like, hey, man, I've kissed my sister before. It's cool.
like,
no, wait a minute.
Wait.
He kissed Angelina Jolie, and she kissed her brother. That's what it was. But they drank
each other. Making out with her brother.
They drank each other's blood or whatever. Yeah.
He didn't want kids, and that's why.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that sounds familiar. I will say.
Oh, my God.
67. I also like how they edit that commercial he's in now.
69.
T-Mobile?
It says, in the original commercial, he said, open up a can of whoop-ass, but now they must have thought that was too fierce or whatever, so now it's a can of whoop-up.
Whoop-up.
Nobody whoop-up. Says, well, I'm going to open up a can of whoop-up on you.
Have you
whoop-up.
Seen Landman? That's a good show.
So it's like, you do whip-its if you're going to whoop-up.
Happy heavenly birthday to Richard Belzer. We lost him in 2023. Local station said his name was Jeff Belzer, but that's
dude,
not right.
Do you think he's up there in heaven and then Hulk came up there and he's like, dude, don't do it again.
Hey, brother, let me apologize.
He choked him out on his TV show. That was legit.
Cost Hogan $500,000?
Yeah. Dude collapsed and fell and just slit his head wide open.
Wow.
Also, live TV.
Louis Armstrong. Hey, everybody. Would have been 124 years old today.
Really?
We lost him in 1971. I was not here.
He didn't die in 71?
Yeah.
Louis Armstrong? Oh, Jesus Christ.
You're thinking of the...
I'm thinking of Louis Anderson, man.
I thought you were thinking of Neil Armstrong.
No. Louis. No, he was the first black guy to play the trumpet on the moon, right?
I think you were Neil Alexander, one of them.
Something like that.
Wait a minute. God, that was a mind blank.
It really was.
Louis Anderson's who I thought you said. Louis Armstrong, yes.
Yeah, he's what a beautiful.
Was he related to...
No.
Annie Armstrong, known for their Easter offering?
From getting the gun?
Until your ass didn't go to church.
No.
Until mine didn't go as much as I should have. I just said ass.
Or the rest of you.
Folks.
Wow.
Tomorrow is going to be a very, very special day.
Ooh.
Because it'll be day two of you listening to the South's greatest. I've extended it past South Carolina. I also wonder why we don't go for the North Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia title as well. We're on there. Especially Tennessee. I gotta be honest with you. Listen to this, Chattanoogans. When I went to Dollywood this past time, I wasn't name dropping or whatever. I was wearing a shirt with my face on it. And the woman says, Lord God, they play your radio show here. I said, oh, I know. This is like no charge.
Really?
No charge.
Look it up. We should be in the Tennessee Broadcasting Association awards. Yeah.
And not for admission in. I got my lemonade for free.
You didn't say, do you know who I am?
That's no, $10 right
I
there.
Never do that because most time I'm.
They say no.
Crushes my ego.
I don't like doing that either.
Oh, man.
I don't like it when somebody, you know who he is?
I don't listen. Oh, that's the word.
No offense. I don't listen to the radio, man. No, I ain't no got offense. It in my truck. Or,
no offense.
You know, I don't like music in the morning. Well, we don't play much. Well, you know, I.
No offense. I listen to Christian music. Dude, I can't listen
I busted to a lady like that, too. The guy is like, you know who he is? She's like, I'm from Tennessee. I'm like, guess what?
Oh. Oh, yeah.
We on there, too, what? You winch. Don't you lie to me.
Yeah.
I'll poke you in the chops. You can't tell a woman you're going to sock her in the pussy. You got to say poke her in the chops.
You do, yeah. You can't say, I'm going to bust you right in the, you know.
You probably shouldn't punch any woman in the face, but, like, you know.
No, you shouldn't.
No.
Or anybody.
Or slap or anything. Anything. I'd like to say this.
I was just riled up that day.
Yeah, joining us tomorrow morning, Brooke Henderson from LPGEA. Oh, I was just looking at her. She's very pretty. Tomorrow is the once-a-month all-advice show. That's right. The once-a-month all-advice show. And, damn.
Line up.
So that'll be tomorrow. If you got, if you already know what you want advice for, you can email
us. Email.
The Rise Guys. Let me say it. Like, okay. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. And wash your hands. Thank God that you washed your hands. Bless America. It is good. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Obama, you said again.
No!
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Ow! Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.